We have music, of course, and Alice Bartsch is here. She's the concertmaster of the Middleton Community Orchestra, and they're performing Wednesday night in Middleton at the Performing Arts Center, and a program that includes Verdi's Overture to Nabucco. It's a Verdi bicentennial year. And it's also a Wagner bicentennial year, so there will be Siegfried with funeral music from Götterdämmerung, and there will be also Elsa's Procession from Lohengrin. That's a wedding time favorite still, I think. And Benjamin Britten, it's his centennial year, so there will be his delightful matinee musicale. And centerpiece of the program is the violin sonata, violin concerto, number 3, by Camille Saint-Saëns, as played by Alice Bartsch. Welcome to the Midday.
Thank you so much for having me.
You, as so many musicians are, wearing several hats here. Of course, you're
right.
A junior at the UW, right?
That's
junior.
Right, yep.
And you are in the Perlman Trio.
That's correct.
And we've heard that trio when your sister, Eleanor, was a member of it a couple of years ago during the Midday.
Right.
Performing.
Right.
And also, you are the concertmaster of the Middleton Community Orchestra.
I am, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad we got all of that straight. So what are your responsibilities as the concertmaster?
Well, as concertmaster, I'm in charge of doing the bowings for the first violin section, as well as hoping that they match up with everyone else in the string section. I talk to the section every once in a while. I lead sectionals.
The rehearsals, you mean?
Sectional rehearsals. Mm-hmm. Yep. But most of all, I just sit in the concertmaster seat and try and play as well as I can.
Show some leadership.
That's right, yes.
But if there's certain performances of certain works, doesn't the concertmaster, I mean, that requires a violin, prominent violin without necessarily guest solos, wouldn't that be you?
Right, that's me.
And that's kind of what's happening with the Saint-Saëns, right?
Yeah.
Saint-Saëns violin concertos, number 3 out of, how many of them are? I can't remember.
I think there are 3, actually.
Three. 5 piano concertos, 3 violin concertos.
Yeah.
And Saint-Saëns is one of those individuals who has a style. He was so eclectic, so diverse for so long that it's almost hard to say, oh, that sounds like Saint-Saëns.
Right.
But what do you find in this violin concerto that says, oh, that's Saint-Saëns, or, oh, I can have some fun with this?
Well, this concerto, I've never learned it before. I know a lot of people learn it when they are younger, but this is my first time learning it in college, and it's been really fun getting to know this piece. It's quite virtuosic, especially in the third movement. And it's been really fun getting to play with this orchestra that I've worked with for a couple of years now and learning it kind of as I go along with them. So
when you say virtuosic, does this give you a chance to kind of put some moves, some visuals into the performance?
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Some crazy up-bow staccatos, maybe.
That sounds pretty crazy to me. Sounds pretty wild. Well, fortunately, you brought your fiddle.
Yes, I did.
And what about that fiddle? What do you have there?
It's a Fignola. It was made in 1926, I believe. It's actually my uncle's instrument. He's letting me use it while I'm in school. It's a really nice instrument, and I really enjoyed playing it.
Yeah. What do you like about it as compared to other violins you've played?
I really like the lower register of it. It's deep and rich, I think. And I really like kind of digging into that lower register, which is nice, especially in the Saint-Saëns violin concerto.
Are you going to do that? So you're going to play some Bach right here in our studio,
I
right?
I will, yes.
Are you going to get into the low register with that?
A little bit. Yeah, okay. Yeah, definitely.
And this is, you're going to be playing 2 pieces. We'll hear them one at a time, though, with a little setup in between. So what about this first move? It's from the D minor solo violin partita
from
Bach.
Yep. This piece was written, I guess, soon after he found out that his wife had passed away. So to me, it's kind of sad and depressing, and more so than his other partitas and sonatas, I guess.
We hope not just sad and depressing, but somehow spiritual or uplifting in some way that Bach so often could be.
Absolutely.
We'll see what you think.
All right.
And here we go. This is Alice Bartsch with this movement from the Bach solo violin partita in D minor. Thank you. Well, I'd say that you did get those low tones in there and a lot of other ones, too. What is your sense of these partitas of Bach? Do you think they were written for public performance, or do you think he had them more in mind as exercises we hear so often of the cello suites, for example?
I don't know. I think it'd be a shame not to perform them in public. But for me, I guess if I'm having a bad day or if, you know, something's gone wrong, it's really nice to be able to just lock myself in a practice room and play these partitas by myself. It's kind of soothing and healing almost.
So there are actually six of these altogether, six suites.
That's right, yep. And
are they mostly dance movements in the suites, as he tended to do in other works? Or?
Yeah, in the partitas especially, I think a lot of dancing goes on.
Perhaps even while the fiddling is taking place. So how about another movement of that then?
Sure, I'll play the Courante, the second movement of the same
partita. Be a lively dance?
Yes, exactly.
Contrasting mood. By Bach from that same partita in D minor. One of the things I didn't mention that you do, in addition to being concertmaster of the Middleton Community Orchestra and in the Perlman Trio and a junior at UW, you're also in the Madison Symphony.
That's correct, yes.
With Sister Eleanor. How's that working? You're sharing a stand?
We are, yes.
Is that a good dynamic? A good dynamic for you?
It's been really fun, yeah. She always keeps me in line, which is nice.
Is there a pecking order in a violin section?
Oh, of course. Well, older sister, you know, I have to turn the pages for her. And
Well, that's great. So we look forward to seeing you some more in that role, too.
Definitely, yes.
And I know you're still just a junior in college, but do you have a 3-year plan, a 5-year plan?
Well, I guess my dream job would be to be in the Metropolitan Orchestra. But
really?
Next year, I guess I'll be a senior and I'll take some grad auditions and see what happens and then go from there, I guess.
All right. Well, good luck with all of that.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for coming in again. Alice Bartsch is playing the Saint-Saëns Third Violin Concerto with the Middleton Community Orchestra, and it's Wednesday night, 7:30 at the Performing Arts Center in Middleton. Also on the program, Verdi and Wagner and Benjamin Britten. And you can get tickets at the door, or maybe we'll give away a pair tomorrow. So that's
Sounds
a possibility
great.
Too. All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.